the Compound Studio in NYC comes a program to trigger people who are programmed. It's to leave thoughts safe, face out.
Look at my African American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
Join up!
I can't hear you.
Join up!
All right, defendant, state your claim.
Will you, honor, my nigga? The thing is...
All right, I heard enough. Sick of this.
White people to move to the back and make room for my black and brown brothers and sisters.
The NNFL Network, in conjunction with entitled Sociopathic Predatorial Nignogs...
Heavens to Murgatroyd!
Hey there. Let me start with a couple of words directed at my Chicago peeps. And these words aren't bear down or thank you. They're doink, doink. Guys get me. My guys get me. I swear that if Cody Parker could be Peter Parker, he would have web-slinged his ass right out of the building, right after that doink, doink. But there's one Chicago native who was ecstatic about the doink, doink, R. Kelly. And R. Kelly dropped the Public Enemy number 2 for a few days while Cody took the heat. But, you know, that's for Chicago to figure out. We're on to the next round. When I say we, I'm talking about... Wait, hold on. I can't... The monitor. What's up, Jay? Am I just supposed to take my word that I'm wearing an Eagle shirt? Can I at least see?
Someone took so long, the TV's turned off.
Thanks, Jay.
So it was too busy celebrating for
a week. And gloating.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Okay, I'm just making sure everything, the green screen didn't take away. Yeah. Anywho, how the heaven are you on this 10th day in the year of our Lord, 2019? Hopefully, splendid. Welcome to the Safe Space, a safe space for commentary, not from commentary. And I'm Talib Starks, the general on this battlefield of ideas. Well, more like General Mills, that is. No, you know what? I'm like a drill sergeant.
You can't handle the truth.
That's right. And that's why I force feed the truth. But wait a second. Wait a second, Gary. Was Jack Nick a drill sergeant or in that movie? And I said I was a drill sergeant.
He was like way higher up.
Oh, he's higher up. Okay, well, yeah, I'm not a higher up. I'm on boots on the ground kind of guy. But I'm a drill sergeant nonetheless. But even though that he was higher up, that character was definitely memorable. But when I think of drill sergeants, three immediately come to mind. Number one is Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket. And I know you guys know Sergeant Hartman from Full Metal Jacket. And if you don't,
because I am hard, here you go. You will not like me. But the more you hate me, the more you will learn. I am hard, but I am fair. There is no racial bigotry here. I do not look down on niggers, kikes, wops, or greasers. Here you are all equally worthless.
Yeah.
And my orders are to weed out all non-hackers who do not pack the gear to serve in my beloved corps.
Yeah, sounds a lot like Compound Media. But you know what? When you're that good, I kind of knew he would be typecast. I mean, typecasting can be a gift and a curse, but the way he murdered that role. But anyway, how about one more classic scene from the good old sergeant, shall we, fellas? The donut scene.
Oh, jam. Pop that blister.
This is how I am with my kids about hygiene. Sunday nights. Well, it used to be anyway.
Jesus H. Christ. Private Pyle, why is
your footlocker unlocked?
Sir, I don't know, sir.
Private Pyle, if there is one thing in this world that I hate, it is an unlocked footlocker. You know that, don't you?
Sir, yes, sir.
If it wasn't for dickheads like you, there wouldn't be any thievery in this world, oh, would God. There?
Sir, no, sir.
Get out!
Anybody,
well, now,
can anybody attest to this? Anybody in the Has anybody here been in the Corps? Nobody?
Last year I was.
Who?
Last year.
Oh, last year?
Yeah.
Before you were dishonorably discharged. Uh-huh. But yeah, that and that scene though, that's more like my wife with the kids where they snatch snacks and shit like that. My wife would just she would turn into Sergeant Hartman. But my second choice is Sergeant Waters from A Soldier Story, which that movie introduced me to a young Denzel Washington, which is pretty cool. My third drill sergeant, favorite drill sergeant, is Sergeant Fitch from Jarhead. Even though some people have called him a bootleg version of Sergeant Hartman, still he's on my list. See if we got
black
something on that, Jay.
Or brown, or yellow, or red. You are now green.
That is kind of the same line, though.
You are light green or dark green. Do you understand?
Sir, yes, sir.
Swofford.
Sir, yes, sir.
You the maggot whose father served in Vietnam?
Sir, yes, sir.
Outstanding. Did he have the balls to die there?
Sir, no, sir.
Too fucking bad. He ever talk about it?
Sir, only once, sir.
Good. Then he wasn't lying. Are you eyeballing me with those baby blues? Are you?
Sir, no, sir.
Are you in love with me, Swofford?
Sir, no, sir.
The white, recruit's going to be laughing
uniform,
behind the sergeant.
Sir, the drill instructor looks fabulous in his uniform, sir.
Oh, so you're gay then and you love me, huh?
Sir, I'm not gay, sir.
Do you have a girlfriend, Swofford?
Sir, yes, sir.
Guess again, motherfucker. Jody's banging her right now. Get on your face and give me 25 for every time she gets fucked this
I don't know if you
month.
See the guy laughing
down
behind the
face.
Sergeant.
It was shortly Thanks, after Jack. Meeting drill instructor.
Yeah, those are my top three guys there. An honorable mention to Lou Gossett Jr. from An Officer and a Gentleman. We used to watch that on VHS tape religiously. And the drill sergeant from Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump. Now, his parts were short, but they had staying power. I just remember a couple of lines. God damn it, Gump. You're a goddamn genius. While he was in his face. You remember that scene?
What's your sole purpose in this army?
To do whatever you tell me, drill sergeant.
God damn it, Gump. You're a goddamn
genius.
What about Sergeant Slaughter?
Oh, from the fake wrestling entertainment thingy? Oh, you might as well say Drill Sergeant from Stripes with Bill Murray.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, that does change things. All right, anyway, Booth Crew, time is over. It's time to get down to some business. So after I take a sip, I'm going to delve into the year's first Borg sighting. All right? Stay tuned. Jizzy J, you could put Sean King's dad head back up there if you want. If you want. Yeah, you can put his dad's head up there. So, a little black girl who was riding with her mom in the family's vehicle was shot and killed by two urban terrorists who indiscriminately fired into the vehicle. This occurred in a city that's a perennial mainstay on America's most dangerous list of cities, especially in the South. The family were returning from a store when the incident, when the tragedy occurred. And as a side note, the family's vehicle had a baby on board sticker attached. But as we know, it didn't serve as a deterrent. Fortunately, the two urban terrorists who were apprehended from the tips. And maybe now this little girl's family can have some sort of closure or solace. And, gee, you heard of this story, right? Any updates?
Yeah, they're saying that Sean King passed on the tip that led to the shooter's capture.
Sean King? Nah, not Sean King. Takamek's doesn't get involved in this type of tragedy. That's just not his forte. Revealed. Black suspect in the murder of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes shot at the wrong vehicle by mistake. As it emerges, civil rights activist Sean King passed on the tip that led to his capture. Oh, my bad. My bad, Booth crew. I see where the mix-up happened. You guys thought that I was talking about Jasmine Burns' death in Houston when I was actually talking about 2-year-old Layla Washington's death in Memphis. I can see how that mistake happened. In June of 2017, these two urban terrorists shot and killed 2-year-old Layla, who was riding in a car with her mother. They were arrested a few days before this past Christmas. And it took more than a year to catch them. But you wouldn't know that, obviously. Even though Layla and Jasmine's situation are eerily similar. But you wouldn't know that either. Why? Why don't you know Layla Washington in Memphis, but know Jasmine Barnes in Houston? Well, it's because one was killed by a brother man and the other was killed by the boogeyman. So it was thought. But that thought is all that the Borg needs to hear. Oh, the boogeyman is here. It's time to get the race train rolling. So when there's word of the boogeyman, all the assimilated Borg members immediately get on board.
Was she killed for her jewelry? That pearl necklace she had?
The 2-year-old?
Yeah, she had a huge pearl necklace.
Oh, that's from Chuck E. Cheese. All you have to do is, play a game of skee ball and the tickets come out. And it's from Chuck E. Cheese, Garrett. Here we go. Thanks, Jay. Later for Garrett. This is what we got to get to. Sean King did what they do. Flood social media with race bait, hashtags, celebrity endorsements, all for legitimacy. And when he posted this May Day call, this is what it says. A 40-year-old white man with a beard and a red pickup truck pulled up on 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes and her family near a Houston Walmart. And why did he tag Walmart? And shot and killed her and injured others. I am joining the search for her killer and have a $25,000 reward. Need him now. Oh, I know why he tagged Walmart. To get some of that that white guilt money, that corporate guilt money. As you see from his last tweet, that's his Facebook post, the last one, I believe. Yeah. The same day, the reward on his feed jumped to $35,000. From $25,000. A few days later, it was up to $75,000. And that's according to his article posted on one of the Borg's websites. Now, here's the part where he mentions the $75,000. He says, listen, I have some heavy news this morning, but I also have some great news. I'm going to start with the horrible murder of 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes in Houston, Texas this past weekend. As you may have already seen online, I am doing my very best to track down her killer and have a $75,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of this middle-aged white man who pulled up in a red truck and intentionally shot Jasmine in the head and also her mother, LaPortia Carrera, 9/11. Okay. All right, those last couple of words were me. But the reward eventually reached $100,000 when civil rights attorney Lee Merrick, a fellow Borg member, joined the feast. Yes, indeedy. In contrast, the reward for 2-year-old Layla Washington's killer was $20,000. And that was only offered by the police a year later after her death to stimulate more tips. People just weren't talking. So now you have to give a cash incentive for people to do the right thing. So, as a black person, if you die like Layla did in Memphis, the church will have a service for you. But if you die like Jasmine in Houston, the church will be servicing revenge on your behalf. Bishop Talbert Swan tweeted, this is 7-year-old Jasmine Barnes. She didn't die in custody of Border Patrol. She was shot and killed by America's real terrorist threat, a white man who opened fire on her family's car as they left Walmart in Houston. The shooter is still at large. Hashtag say her name. See, it's the power of the boogeyman, which is why the social media hunt was on to catch him by any means necessary, even if that meant incriminating the wrong boogeyman. But he was right for the agenda. Talcum X once again took to Twitter to request information about Robert Cantrell, a white man who actually fled the scene like everybody else who was there. And when it was revealed that the murderer was not the boogeyman that Sean and the Borg was chasing, in other words, the boogeyman was a brother man instead of Wakandan, the Borg didn't apologize for exposing this guy, Robert, and his family to vigilante justice gone wrong. Of course, they fell silent after being super busy on social media, super duper busy. Some of the ground soldiers, however, concocted conspiracy theories about the perpetrator, about the perpetrators. And let's see if
y'all carried the story and spreading it.
Let's just think here.
Here she is.
Let's just fucking think.
She's talking about the
and the people telling me suspects. That I need to change the title of my
now Jay, pause that one
video,
second.
The one I did yesterday.
Now she did a video and said about the boogeyman and chastised how white supremacy is the reason why Jasmine Barnes was killed. Black people need to do better, stick together, XYZ. There's a plot to kill us, blah, blah, blah. So when it came out that the killers were Wakandans, then pressure was on her. Well, not pressure, but people were questioning whether she would change. And this is her response video.
Fuck y'all. I ain't changing the title. Shit.
She come right out the gate.
I'm not doing shit because I understand the media. I understand propaganda. I understand psychological programming. I understand government psyops, and it gained so much attention, and a lot of people just started talking about it, that they had to change the views and opinions of the people's minds. They had to change your fucking mind because they didn't want to put it out there like that. They didn't want it to be this. They didn't want it to be viewed as a racist white man that just fired off at a black family. So what they do, they come and do what they do best.
What's that?
Put their little tricks in. Who the fuck knows where these men came from? These two men, these two black men that they got in custody, they could have already been doing a bid for something in jail. I don't know. I don't fucking know. This is just my views and opinions. They could have already been doing a bid or something in prison, okay? And they just need somebody for this shit to fall back on.
Oh, patsies.
I feel like these two men that's in custody is the fallback men.
Oh.
They need something for this story to fall back
on. They went to jail and got these two guys as the patsies to take the fall. Okay, Avi, hey. Hey. Sure thing. I mean, that's what's happening. Instead of saying, I fucked up, sorry, you just go take this route. Hey, I don't want to knock her hustle. One last thing about Jasmine Barnes. A couple of superstar athletes volunteered to cover the funeral expenses. NBA Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal and the Houston, Texas star receiver, what's his name, DeAndre Hopkins, dedicated his playoff check. Now, for the record, he only got one playoff check because his team was mollywopped by the Colts. Right, Garrett? The Colts put the smackdown on him?
Totally.
Yeah. So, I don't know. He might have been premature. Maybe he looked past the Colts like, yeah, I'll just give a game check here. Then I'll get the next one. Nah. But following this commitment from these two millionaire athletes, the dad started – well, no. In addition to this, the dad had already – he already had a GoFundMe, y'all, on New Year's Eve. So whatever money these athletes committed probably, I don't know where it went, but that GoFundMe y'all account on New Year's Eve ballooned. The goal was 6,500, and last I checked was at 84. Who knows where it is now if you want to do the research? All because of a lie. Even when the lie was exposed as a hoax, you know, the train was already in motion. So there you go. Jay, I think I'm done here. Now, here's something that's interesting in timing. Interesting in timing. Jay, what you got for me? There we go. Gallup conducted a survey and found that there are more conservatives than liberals, 35% to 26%, respectfully. But the number of those who identify as liberals continues to rise steadily. For the first time ever, according to Gallup, a majority of Democrats self-identify as liberals. Meanwhile, 73% of GOP supporters say they are conservative. See, this is a very interesting topic to me, because many of us assume that liberals and Democrats are synonymous. And don't forget leftists. Those are the, you know, they're one and the same, right? Pretty much the unholy trinity. And don't forget about progressives, you know, the unholy trinity plus one. I mean, there's a lot to unpack there, even on the conservative side. Republicans, conservative, I mean, are the two really synonymous 100%? So my guests will be here to school us about the difference, the differences regarding progressive, leftist, Democrat, liberal, etc. Now, he's a Marine and a blogger at Quora. And I don't know if I'm pronouncing that site correctly. Q-U-O-R-A.
Huh? I don't know.
Well, at
Quora?
Quora. It could be Quora. And that's a knowledge sharing site where, like, people of a higher IQ and people who don't subscribe to Compound Media.
Yeah, I hang out there all the time.
I was going to say there. Yeah. That, except you. But anyway, my guest, he's a frequent contributor to that site and War Elephant Media. And he wrote an extensive article regarding the biggest thing that conservatives get wrong, which is generalizing everyone at the other end of the spectrum as liberal. So, without further ado, my newfound friend, John Davis. John, can you hear me?
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not getting any sound off of this. Like, I'm not hearing anything that you guys are saying.
Okay, 1 second. Let's see what we can do here. Let's give it a try. A sound check. 1, 2, 3. Or it might be on his end. The moment we start talking about liberals, leftists, progressives, somehow things just go haywire. I'm starting to feel like that black girl who with the conspiracy theory. See, what they did was they took him out of jail, or did they, and they put them in a situation to take the fall. Well, let me know when he's up. Jay.
We will. I think it's on his end. He's working on it.
Oh, okay. He's on his end.
Yeah, have him call us. Maybe that might do something.
Call?
No, we'll see. I'll let you know.
Okay. Yeah, calling. I mean, call is last resort, but calls, man, they suck.
So how do you feel about Black Lives Matter faker Michael Bennett being on the Eagles? Mister, I was robbed and abused by police, and then the video comes out. And they were super nice to him.
Yeah,
and,
like, how about that?
Gave him hugs and handshakes.
Yeah. I've been riding his ass hard until he started making sacks.
And it all kind of disappeared.
Yeah, then I understood.
It's
like,
it's weird how that happens.
And I said, wow, man, you know, I can see this guy really being harassed by the police.
Maybe there was another video that we didn't see or something.
Yeah, as long as he's making plays, I understand exactly where he's coming from. You know, small ass shoulder pads. I don't.
Hey, I apologize. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not, but I'm just not getting any audio. I don't know why. I apologize if that's on my end or not, but I do. I apologize for that.
No?
Just give me a thumbs up if you can hear me, so at least know that.
You could talk.
Yeah,
he can't hear any audio for some reason.
From us.
Right now we can't see you, and you say you can't hear Talib.
Give him a thumbs up or something.
Okay, well,
hoorah.
Yeah, we can hear him. Yeah.
Technical difficulties, Big A.
Can we call him? Or?
Yeah, we could call. Tell him we'll call him. You know, we'll do it that way. God damn it. Now, had I been talking about some bullshit, it would have been clean cut, no problems. He would have been in HD 4K transmission. And then when I talk about something serious, those goddamn Illuminati. All right, I don't know. They seem to be the go-to boogie.
We're going to give him a call.
Oh, cool. So he sent the number. We're good. All right. Cool.
Yeah, it should just be a minute.
Okay. So anyways, as I was saying about Bennett, as long as he's making plays, Garrett, he's fine by me.
But it was so bad. Like,
I'll chew
Adam
his ass
Schefter
up in the
offseason. Was retweeting.
I know. Adam.
He wrote, like, justice in America.
Yeah.
And then put Michael Bennett's statement. And then next day it turned out it was a lie and everyone just deleted their tweets and pretended nothing happened.
Adam Schefter has done some curious things over the years.
Yeah.
Yeah, he lost some serious credibility with me. But again, those small shoulder pads, if I'm the owner of the Eagles, I'm saying, I don't know, that's you're injury prone, I would think. Like, I need you to show up in your gear to play and be safe. I get what you're trying to do, but I'm paying you several millions of dollars. Yeah, that's like me saying, you know, I'm not going to wear a helmet. It makes me faster. Or some dumb shit. No, we pay you a lot of money to be prepared. We good?
I don't know. We'll see.
I think I can hear you.
Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Okay. Hey, I apologize for that so much.
Hey, John. Oh, so we're good.
Yeah. We're good now. I really don't know what it was. It's one of those things that's like you set up, and then everything crashes the moment you go through. But anyway, I think I got it fixed now. And I
all right, cool. No problem. It happened because we were late on my end. That's what happened. Sorry for being late.
We'll say that. We're both at fault here and both equally guilty.
I appreciate you. I know you're conservative now because you took some responsibility, and it wasn't even your fault. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So
you bet.
I want you to know that, first and foremost, this is a safe space for commentary, not from commentary, so you can be yourself here.
Yeah, now, no, that was the funny thing, is that, like, I got this message from somebody saying it's a safe space, and I'm like, oh, I've heard this before. I don't know about all that.
Safe, right, quotations around the word safe.
It's so, like, we want to bring you here to be safe so that we can fix you.
Yeah.
And it's going to be violent, and you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
So anyway, go ahead.
Now, I got to admit, I kind of lumped the Democrats, liberals, leftists, and progressives into one box, pretty much Pandora's box. And as we know, Pandora's box should never be open.
I get it. Yeah.
But after reading your post on, and I want to pronounce the site right, is it Quora?
It's Quora. It's Quora. And I mean, it's mostly just a place for, it's sort of like a new way of blogging. It's been around for 9 years, but it's sort of like a new way of just blogging to where somebody, some random whoever, posts a question and a bunch of people just respond to it. I've just made a lot of headway being the person that a lot of people like the most.
Yeah, you're a top-rated contributor to the site, and your post about the difference between liberals and progressives, and it changed me because you broke each label down into bite-sized portions, which I appreciate. So
I wrote something on the internet and it changed someone's ideas.
I was with you but I thought I just threw them all in the box. And then I buried a box in the backyard, but I had to open it and go, maybe I may have had you guys pegged wrong, some of you. The other ones, get your asses back into the box. So can you break down for the millions of people who are not watching about the differences between what you said was, you said that when the question was asked, what one thing about conservatives you would change don't like? So, yeah, how about you just start with liberals and give us your definition of what liberals truly are?
Yeah, sure. Well, the debate that was brought up was what's something that most conservatives don't realize?
Okay,
and
there you go.
It was that I was breaking down that, most of us do just sort of lump in everybody on the left as liberals. And that's something that I disagree with. I think like a lot of people, I was I had a lot of liberal influences back when I was in college. Now, I was also in the Marines before that, and I had two deployments to Iraq. And so I went into college different than most college kids in that I sort of had these beliefs that, there's a lot of bad people in this world and guns are great at solving that. So I was always sort of grounded on conservatism, even in college. Plus I didn't want to be poor, so into business. And you get a lot of different ideas when you focus on economics rather than, literature, whatever progressive theory is going on. But I had a lot of sympathy for liberals because, I spent so much time working with them, dealing with them after college, a lot of that. And it was like, no, they're not all bad. But then as I started looking at it and started compartmentalizing, you could see people acting in different groups. So what I'd like to talk about is just those different groups, which I think is what you brought me on for.
Yeah.
So you have liberals, and when I say liberals, I'm talking about what I would consider classical liberals, and this is a term that's getting a lot more popular. These are people who we trace the elements of our own culture that we like: freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press. Even we could consider the Second Amendment, right to bear arms, as part of that, because it's this idea that people who are at the bottom need to have a means to be heard, to have their rights protected. A lot of that comes from classical liberalism, and it's like I don't think that we would argue that's a good thing.
Right.
Basically, like with liberals, though, is that they always they shouldn't have a team. Like if you're looking at a real liberal, like their ideas, they shouldn't have a team that they're on. They should be more like the referees. If they're being an honest liberal, they should be more like the referees of a game. It's like, which team is a good ref on? He's not on a team. He's just making sure everybody plays by the rules. But then we have progressivism. Progressivism is a different ideology altogether. And what's interesting about progressives, and we can say interesting, they're the group that makes me nervous. But with progressives, they have this thing they're progressing towards. They have this idea of a utopia. They have this like perfect place where everybody comes to perfect decisions every time for all the right reasons. And conservatives just really don't buy that. They see everybody as, we're all flawed people and we're trying as best we can just to get around and have a good life, but mostly just leave us alone because nobody's going to have it perfect ever. But progressives do have this idea that there is something perfect and we can make sure that we can make that perfect happen, mostly by passing laws.
Okay.
So go ahead.
When you talk about liberals, you're talking about classic liberals, right? I think with the classic liberals, true liberal values is freedom based and not control based. Correct.
No, and I would agree with that completely. I would agree with that completely. Now, we look at it that really like that liberal mentality, though, is that they want to seek out people who at least have a claim on oppression. They want to say, OK, well, you're oppressed, so I want to make sure that you're heard. The problem is that over many, many years, progressives have sort of dominated this idea that they're oppressed without like actually looking at the fact that no, for quite a while, things have been shifting to where you do have control over the media. You do have control over a lot of like the tech industry. There's a tech industry oligarchy there. There's a lot of people in government that are functioning for progressives. There's the academic institutions are completely taken over by the progressive left. So it's like you're not really looking how much power you have, and you're not really asking, you know, who is oppressed here. I'm not, I don't like to get into the whole conservatives are the real oppressed minority. I don't want to play a victimhood card, but it's like, you know, if you're a good liberal, you should be trying to argue that both sides get a say. So, and a lot of good liberals have spent so long trying to fight for the little guy that now they've stopped being good liberals. They've become progressives.
Okay.
And they're not trying to fight for both sides to be heard. They're just trying to protect the good guy in their idea of it.
So let me ask, John, who runs the internet? Is it progressives or liberals? These when I say the internet, I'm talking about big tech, you know, Google.
No, I understand. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
Would that be progressive? Would that be leftist?
The internet that we all deal with, the big social companies, those are all from Silicon Valley. And Silicon Valley really centered there in the San Francisco area, but the whole Bay Area. That area is influenced by libertarians. There's a good bit of libertarians there because they love money. You know, they're really great at making money. But the other side of it is massively dominated by progressive ideology. So you have technocrats who do have this control idea of things. And like the only ones who are really stopping them sometimes are the libertarians, because there's a very small conservative base there. And I mean, that's something that really makes a lot of people nervous, is that you have progressive leaning control type individuals who are the technocrats running everything, as far as running the new media, running how people see things. And like, we actually had a pretty big situation with the web service Patreon, which allows a lot of people, myself included, I'm one of the people who use Patreon, but they sort of shut off one of the people who, he was actually a classical liberal. Like, a lot of the conservative stuff he would have disagreed with us on, but he was a classical liberal who they shut him out, and it seemed completely arbitrary, completely unfair. But following after that, the other services he went through, other tech industry people worked to get those whole sites shut down.
Yeah.
And it was like, that got really scary, because it really led into this whole progressive left tech oligarchy. Just a lot. It's a lot of really scary words you don't like to put all together. But yeah, so the internet, it does have a lot of that. And it is kind of scary for a lot of people.
So where do leftists fall in this paradigm?
Like with leftists, that's wherever I take like I also break it into, it's not just liberals and progressives. Progressives, you know, they've got their idea of utopia, but it's changed so many times that like you can't make everyone march towards one vision when your vision keeps changing.
Right.
You know, like back in, I'm not gonna get to the whole history of it, but it's like it's changed so much that you can't point 300 million people at it and expect it to trust it 20 years from now. But then we also have Marxism. Marxism really heavily influenced the left in the late 60s with this idea of class warfare of the haves versus the have-nots, and everything is about oppression. Everybody is, it's all about class warfare. You have that, which started to influence the progressives on the left really, really heavily in academia. Which then it failed in the 90s, because amazingly we all got rich and proved that Marxism was wrong. The haves versus have nots did not work. So it had to evolve to stay relevant. And that's where intersectionality came in. This was a new theory brought about mostly through feminists.
Yeah.
Or like the post third wave feminism is a more accurate way to say it. There's a lot of good feminists that I think are doing a lot of good work, but this intersectionality basically said that we aren't people who are unique and have our own views. We're just a collection of identities. You know, I'm not John Davis. I am a white male Christian from the flyover states. You know, you're a black male. Those things define you far more than anything you've done in your life for any ideas that you've ever had.
Yeah, your individuality is pretty much stripped from you.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, like all those identity characteristics define you far more. And then they brought in Marxism. Marxism then married with that and said that, okay, all these various identities are on some oppression matrix to where all whites are oppressing all blacks and all men are oppressing all women. And I'm sure that you know all of that, like all the various structures on it. And it's like you can find individual situations where, yes, there's enough truth to prove some of what they say. There's so much evidence that says, you know, me in a very poor rural town in Oklahoma, I am not oppressing you somewhere in New York City.
Right.
Correct? Like that. And so there's just so much there. The populations get so broad and so diverse that like that whole theory falls apart because like we're all individuals. Anyway, like you take that, you take once you have progressivism with its utopia that will fix all of this, to marry in with intersectionality that says that we're just a collection of identities, which marries with Marxism that says that everything's on an oppression conflict that we're all fighting as classes. You take all of that and you have a leftist. All of that, you have a leftist. And like a leftist that takes all the most dangerous elements of all three of those ideologies, creates one that is absolutely terrifying and probably the thing that people should fight against. So now,
where does Antifa fall along this line?
Oh, Antifa is like seriously taking the Marxist elements of that and just running with it. So like the thing about the Marxist side of it is that it was all power struggle. It's like people don't have their individual motivations. It's just everything is about gaining power. And so Antifa is like the embodiment of that, taking all of this intersectionality, all this progressivism, taking all of that and just making a real ideology of that. In fact, they're even more terrifying because like where I say like white male Christian or whatever, they want to take whatever institutions we value, say the church is a really big part of my life. Well, they believe that the church is an institution of oppression. So the best way to get rid of that is to get rid of all religion, just nix it, gone. You know, that marriage is an institution of oppression of women. So just marriage, gone.
Yeah.
So I mean that's why Antifa really flies this. They have an interesting flag that is it's a red and black flag for anarcho-communism. And the anarchy means that they want to get rid of all institutions they view as oppressive, which is basically all of Western civilization.
Yeah.
And then communism once we have nothing holding us back, we'll just work together and it'll be wonderful. And I'm like, bro, every time anybody's tried anything like that, it's resulted in mass genocide. It's like, no, I'm sorry. So you think you're the resistance, I'm resisting you.
So John, all of those terms politically fall under the Democrat label. Is it safe to say that or am I off base?
I think I think that mostly it would. Now we do have groups like the alt-right. The alt-right is actually kind of dangerous in that they borrowed the identity politics ideas of basically they're trying to mirror the leftist ideologies that, you know, well we have the right to have identity politics too because we're being oppressed by their oppression and all this. So really, you do have elements of the alt-right who mirror all of this leftism. But as far as what you're saying, yes, the majority of it does come under the Democrat side. The far left, the leftist groups are far more influential than the far right groups in America, at least. And I would agree with you, most fall under that Democratic side. But I do still have that feeling of sympathy towards the classical liberals. Now, most of them would still agree with the left on like social issues.
Okay.
But the thing that I like and respect about them is that they're people that I can disagree with while still enjoying having a burger with at a meal, you know, because we can still like love the conversation and not hate the person, you know, like we can love the conversation, love the debate, love to disagree because we all know that the most powerful we'll ever be is, you know, some guy talking his head on the internet, and that's it. Like, we're not going to cause like massive changes or revolutions. It's just we can agree to disagree very happily, and then go on talking about the burgers.
Okay, John, we're going to leave it there, my friend.
Very good. All right, thank you so much for having me.
Listen, thanks for hanging, and tell everyone where you can be reached. Now that we have you at War Elephant tag, but that's Facebook, correct?
The War Elephant Media, that's how you guys can find us on Facebook, where we share a lot. But on Quora, if you look up my name, John Davis, you'll see a picture of me back when I was in the Marines. I've put on a lot of, you know, civilian camouflage so that nobody recognizes how lethal I am in conversation. But like, you'll see a picture of me. I've written a lot of stuff there. You can find that. We also have a War Elephant space there, which is a collection of other writers such as myself who people looking for a lot of really good, well-articulated conservative ideas.
Indeed.
They can go find the space and get connected with that. So, yeah.
There you go. A lot of top-notch information there. Thanks again, John. You have a good weekend. God bless.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, man.
You got it.
Feel it's their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, I want to spread the news that if it feels it's good getting used, boy, you just keep on using me until you use me up. Until you use me up. My brother sit me right down and he talked to me. Oh, he told me that I ought not to let you just walk on me. And I'm sure he meant well. Yeah, but when I talk was through, I said, brother, if you only knew.
Hey, still no updated NFL intro, but we have the beautiful ladies joining us.
Yeah.
So that's a nice consolation prize, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, upgrade.
That's the upside. Another upside is that we have more time to jump directly into the NFL news and highlights, right, PD?
Sucking on titties. Yeah.
Sucking on titties. All right. Yeah. It's, I think that's sexual harassment these days, buddy.
Yeah, get her off my desk. No, leave her.
Sucking on titties.
girl.
You know, if they say you want something done right, PD, you got to do it yourself. So.
Is that a fact?
Or if you just want something done.
Period.
Do it yourself.
It seems like it's a real DIY kind of era we're living in, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. All right, there we go. There's the music.
Oh, yeah.
Now, PD, we are down to the Feral Four.
The Feral Four.
The Feral Four.
F-E-R-A-L.
Feral Four.
Oh. Now, let's see how we got there. All right, we're starting the AAFC divisional round.
Yeah.
Baltimore Bantus beat the liquor out of the Indianapolis Colt 45s.
Liquor in the front, poker in the back.
Still, Indy had an excellent season.
Yeah.
Remember, in the final hours of the 2018 season, they broke the TD record that was set by the 2017 Colt 45s.
They had a good year.
They had a great year, PD. Give them their props. Great. Not good. Great.
Not good, but great.
I'm thinking they're going to carry that momentum into 2019. Now, this matchup between the Houston Assholes and Cleveland Cretans went the distance, but Cleveland pulled it out after besting Houston with an RPO play.
I picked wrong on that
RPO,
one.
You know RPO?
RPO?
Run pass option, PD.
Oh, yeah.
Run pass option. Now, that's how they actually won. the matchup?
Like a wildcat?
It's sort of, it's a, yeah, you can either run or pass.
Yeah.
It's a word option. Do we have that video, Jay? The RPO?
Yeah.
Run pass option? Alert.
Thanks for watching. I'm Chris Tanaka.
And I'm Tiffany Tucker.
We do have it.
Several people recovering in the hospital after a shooting at a local gas station.
That's right, Cleveland local 19 News station. With exclusive video of what happened. Victor Williams
Suck
here
on.
With rather incredible details. Victor.
Yeah, it all took place at the Hanini Petroleum gas station near the intersection of East 55th and Woodland Avenue. The entire shooting was caught on tape, and police need your help in identifying the gunman. We'd like to warn you, however, the footage you're about to see is extremely graphic.
It looks like he practiced
so if you have small children nearby, please turn them away.
It's almost like he's making fun of Pat.
It was right
from
at
before.
This moment when an argument turned hostile.
It scares me because I'm always coming to this gas station.
You see this man wearing the blue hoodie pulling
sure
out what
do.
Seems to be a medium-sized semi-automatic Tech.
And that left hand is moving like
People
that.
Walk past
and
him,
right hand is tucked.
A weapon. A few moments later, nothing but gunfire.
Yes, sir.
It's sad, man. You know, so much violence happening in our city. With our young folks.
You see the people in the packed store running for their lives as they try to take cover from the barrage of bullets.
I feel sorry for whomever got hurt in there, and I feel sorry for their family.
In total, three people were hurt. A 36-year-old woman shot in both knees while ordering a sandwich. A 27-year-old shot in the jaw and thigh. And 24-year-old Richard Pinson shot in both his groin and hip.
I come here every day.
A lot of receivers on that play.
5 days a week. Something got to be done. I can't say what it is. But
he said he
come
comes 5 days
together.
A week. And something needs to be done,
Turns
buddy. You need to brown bag it. That's what needs to be done.
Back to November,
he's now in
custody.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Regardless of the circumstances.
Then again, how much less, you know? I mean, like a gas station sandwich, you know? That's an affordable daily treat, I think.
Well, look what you have to endure to go get a sandwich. You get shot in both knees.
That's true.
Are you in line?
Well, yeah, not in this guy's case, but he seems like he's trying to take a coaching role there almost. You know, something needs to be done. You know, look, you don't
have that aggression, and you know,
step up. You know,
motivation. He may be trying to motivate the team or the season ticket holder.
Yeah, I know why you shoot somebody buying a sandwich in the knees. You know, I mean that's a ineligible receiver as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I agree. But in this league, Pat, is there really such a thing as an ineligible receiver?
Eligibility is broadly defined, yeah.
Now, in the NFC divisional round, the Philadelphians had their way against the St. Louis Ramifications. And the Chicago Savages proved to be too savage for the Milwaukee Brewers of Mayhem.
Oh, yeah.
PD, even though the Brewers didn't pull an upset, they did pull at the heartstrings for dedicating their playoff run to Laverne from Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. She died last month. I don't know.
That's right. Good riddance to Laverne.
Well, Penny Marshall is her government name.
Oh, and too bad for her.
Did you watch that show?
Oh, yeah, sure.
My favorite.
When I was a little kid.
Who was your favorite character?
Squiggy.
Oh, I was going to say the same thing. Squiggy is my favorite character.
Lenny and Squiggy. Hello.
We're gonna do it.
Yeah.
Give us any chance to take it. You hear every
door? They like.
Yeah. I never knew Shalimo. I never understood what that.
Meal Shlamazel.
Yeah.
And they put the glove on the beer bottle, and it goes all the way through. Yeah.
They were like really happy to be working at. You kind of look at.
Love working at the brewery.
Yeah. Most people are disgruntled employees. They were happy. I wonder if that was a union place.
I think they were just, you know, they were all busy scissoring all the time, you know. They were just happy to be alive.
All right, thanks, G-Man.
Stopping us from scissoring.
How about this NFC matchup, PD?
Titties.
Chicago versus Philadelphia.
Chicago, Windy City, packing
back. What a coincidence that these teams face off this week in the NFL playoffs after facing off this past Sunday in the NFL playoffs.
Sometimes the action will mirror the other team. That's right, you know.
What about that?
Chicago. Wow, I thought Chicago. Wait, who was playing Philadelphia then?
When, last week?
Last week, and then I thought it was Chicago.
Detroit.
Detroit? Detroit was in the playoffs.
But what happened was Detroit, which name got knocked out? St. Louis, if you look, they got knocked off. Philly took their spot.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
They suck.
Here we are.
We just put Philly in that spot.
Ah.
Now you got to earn your keep.
We just put Philly in that spot.
Just put Philly there. We wanted to see a Philly-Chicago matchup.
Ah, I see.
And that's
what
happened.
Yeah.
So?
Oh, I expect it to come down to the wire. Two powerhouses.
Furl four.
Furl four. But I don't expect a doink doink. Maybe a pow pow.
Ah.
Or something like that.
And a ding 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 and take your money.
Well, speaking of Chicago, let's see the numbers that they've posted this past weekend.
Let's look at the numbers.
Shall we? Give us any chance, we'll take it. 12 completions and 2 TDs. PD, do they know that the NFC Championship is here and they're facing the Philadelphians, who had a record year?
You just don't know what they're thinking at any time. You know, Chicago said they're so savage and they're so, you know, look, man, they're taking a shit and checking for prints, you know? I mean, these guys.
What does that mean?
We don't know what happens. Exactly. What does it mean? We don't know. Who knows what they're thinking? 12 wounded, 3 fatally. We're talking about, what is that, 12 completions?
12 completions, 3 touchdowns. TDs.
Unimpressive. Yeah, unimpressive.
I agree.
I mean, they did this in Chattanooga, you know, on a Tuesday or something. You know
yeah,
I mean?
The Knox would do this.
Yeah.
Now, I'm saying this is how I look at it. It's a sign of the times when the most exciting story to come from Chicago is a man being stabbed when meeting a woman for a date. Now, this second headline is talking about a play that happened on the south side of the field where a 47-year-old man knocked on the door of a residence where he's supposed to be meeting a woman at 7 p.m.
Uh-oh.
Instead of his date answering the door,
it was some guy with a gun. Exactly. Entered the
door. He didn't. He pulled out a knife, PD.
Oh.
Then stabbed.
Did the guy get his dick cut off?
No, he survived with his dick. But Chicago may not survive if they don't play better. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you know, man, let's look at some yearly totals, you know? I mean, they
Oh, yeah, their numbers are still top.
It's just
shelf.
I don't mean to cling to the dream, you know, longer than is seemly here, but it just seems to me that they still got something in the
they
tank.
They do.
And, it's, you know, you can't count them out. You can't count them in.
I'm with you. They almost don't count,
but they
do. I'm with you. I mean, but the completions, the robberies, the burglaries, the vehicle thefts.
The burglaries are even worse.
Blurgeries. That's black. Burglaries, okay?
Burglaries.
All of those things have declined in the past two seasons.
Yeah.
Not to mention the TDs. They scored 100 fewer TDs in 2018.
100 fewer TDs. That's a lot less production, but double the production of almost any other team in the league.
I agree. You can put it in perspective.
Going down, but they're going down slow.
Going down to where other teams are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe the league is, I'd like to say the league is also rising up to meet them, you know.
I agree.
Some of these mid markets.
Yeah, maybe an upset in the making, Chicago, Philadelphians.
Do we have any action to even look at in Chicago? Or?
Hold on. No, we do not. Well, we do know that nearly 100 refs hit the field. Mainly on the south and west sides of the field. So there is action there, but we don't have any. So that's Chicago.
100 new refs hit the field. Is that 100 additional that will be out there at a time?
Yeah, additional.
Sir. Yeah, not just new guys that are just breaking the other guys. Spelling them.
They got 100 new fresh.
Fresh.
At the academy. Now, before we give our salute to service, we have to give a shout-out to the team from up north, where winter is always coming.
The North
Toronto
Pole.
Rap Sheets, PD.
Rap Sheets.
They had a record year in TDs, and the refs called that year, the 2018, unique.
Canada.
So I'm keeping my eye out for the team from up north this season after the playoffs. What about you? Anything about Toronto?
Toronto, you know, I mean, they've always been the bitch of the Lone Rangers.
That's Tonto.
Tonto, right. Oh, got that. Right. Toronto.
Well, don't worry, Petey. Let's just get through our salute to service. All right. And this week it goes to a ref over in the Sandnog Furl Ball League. Now, Petey, you know that the refs in that league routinely face a challenge that refs and other leagues don't face.
I ain't saluting no Egyptian.
PD, listen. Sandnog refs always have to defend against the league's favorite play.
Wow.
The bomb. So
they throw the bomb a lot over there. In the Sandnog League, that's all they throw is the bomb.
So, PD, listen. Listen before you decide whether or not to salute. This ref took the bomb challenge. and tried to defuse it himself. And the bomb
hit the wrong wire.
Yeah.
I said, go cut the blue wire.
And it went for a TD, PD.
Oh, well, I'll be damned.
I'm saying a hearty salute to that referee.
Are we sure he was giving it all? He was trying real hard. I mean, he might have just been like, you know, Allah will be okay with this either way.
I don't know. We'll never know, shall we? All right, you give him a half salute.
A reluctant salute.
What we can get. Our second salute goes to refs in New Britain, Connecticut, who have recently released their December encounter with their rapper named Gangalicious. Petey, have you ever heard of a rapper named Gangalicious?
Gangstalicious.
Gangstalicious.
Gangstalicious. No.
Well, he did. So
he did.
He did. So
long, Gangstalicious.
Let's see how it happens, shall we?
Well, we need a tribute song to him, to Candle in the Wind.
Is this the beginning, Jay?
Goodbye, Gangstalicious. You were always shooting men out in the snow.
The Gangstalicious.
It seems to me you lived your life like a gangster in the wind.
After a series of carjackings and robberies were reported, the refs added four unmarked vehicles to the field. One marked, whatever.
Never knowing where to drive to.
They tried to locate Gangstalicious.
He drove in.
Here he is. Ooh, you hear that?
Ooh.
Gangstalicious caught four flags on the play, including one to the back of his head.
The candle burned out long before.
Here we go. Gangstalicious is on the move.
Oh, fuck.
Gosh, those guys, they are just letting loose.
Yeah, those refs are not effing around.
No, I thought, I was surprised no one was struck by friendly fire. You know, they're just letting loose.
That's right. Well, once you pop, you just can't stop. Until everything stops moving on the scene.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to assassinate Gangstalicious.
Ooh, by the way,
no, a hit.
No relation to Bubbalicious.
No.
You know?
Well, we don't know that.
Well, we'll never know that. The passenger caught a couple of flags on the play as well, but he survived. You know, would you be surprised if I told you that inside the vehicle, the refs found two jugs machines and PEDs?
But what's PEDs?
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. Would you be surprised?
No.
Okay.
Every breath you take.
Well, we have to follow that salute to service with what may or may not be a middle finger salute, PD. Now, this play in question occurred on the home field of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Razorbacks.
It did not involve any Razorbacks. It involved a small Chihuahua.
Hmm.
I don't know. Let's check it out. Middle finger or not, PD.
Every once in a while, those Chihuahuas are gigantic.
We have the same girl dancing on our desk?
Yeah. Twins.
Ah. Yeah.
That's what we always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Bang twins.
We talked about that off air.
You can ask that neighbor right there, these dogs.
What's going to happen?
And the ref was responding to a call of aggressive dogs. These aggressive dogs.
These are the aggressive dogs?
Are you kidding me? Yeah. Oh, you
did you hear that?
Me.
Bring it back
with the dog.
Bring it back a few seconds, Jay. I talked over the sound.
I'm gonna call.
No, I don't want to touch the dog. We're out there, these dogs. No, I don't want to touch the dog.
Holy PD, I know where this. I know what you.
Whoa.
You.
No, I don't want to touch the dog.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No, it's not a joke. This isn't a thing we put together.
I'm gonna contact the sheriff. Thank.
No, I don't want to touch the dog.
Are you kidding me?
This is instant replay,
Disney
style.
I love it.
You're kidding me.
It's like I'm gonna put this away now.
I'm gonna contact the sheriff.
If you keep yelling, I'm gonna shoot you.
Thank you. Get off my property.
Thank you. Get off my fucking
property.
Motherfucker.
Stay right here.
I'm staying right here.
Can you call my attorney?
Call whoever you need.
I'm not talking to you. I don't have to talk to you.
Stay right here.
And I'm especially not talking to him.
Okay, that'll be fine.
There you go.
I want to talk to my dog.
That ref was relieved of duties, as we say in the biz.
I sure am relieved.
Layman will call it
care of that vicious dog.
Well, yeah, he did what he had to do. Huh?
He did, and he took care of that dog. The dog was barking and shit.
Is that a
middle problem? They got called there.
Yeah.
They answered a call.
So
they didn't know what to expect.
That's a straight
salute. Might have been rabied. Yeah, maybe.
A salute.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I gotta go to the booth with this. I'm curious.
Shoot a dog, man.
Izzy J, what do you, middle finger salute or regular salute?
Dude, regular salute. Fuck that dog. It was yapping and so annoying.
Yeah.
Save that guy a lot of money down the line. Dogs are expensive once they get old. Vet bills, all that. You gotta feed it, pick up its shit. You know, he's got another dog. He had another dog.
He did have another dog.
Now he can give all the love and attention to that one other dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, that dog's having a great life.
We think.
Yeah, out there causing problems.
Yeah, fuck that dog.
Jesus Christ. God.
Did you hear it? That first few barks it let out before it died?
Yeah.
Writhing on the ground? Did you hear those first few barks?
Yeah.
Yeah, so rolled around. I mean, I like how, like, he shot it once and it still wasn't dead. Wow. Instead of putting him out of his misery, he just let it suffer. That was great.
Yeah, that was my just favorite part. Let it slowly bleed out.
Yeah.
It even tried to bark again. It was like, we shot you already.
It's like, take the hint. Fuck off.
God, dummy. Stupid how dumb are dogs?
Yo, Kiro Taco Bell.
Oh. Oh, God. You know what? Pizza will be fucking knocking on the door at some time.
Pizza who? Pizza who?
P-E-T-A. Let's go. Here's what we can do, guys.
Pizza?
Hey, Garrett, let's go to... Is Mad Dog around? Let's see if Mad Dog is around.
Give him a call now. I'll probably
okay. Are we dealing with twins again?
Look at this.
What are we doing here?
Look at this. We just molest these little girls. That's what the whole show should be. That we just... Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Look at that.
Well, while you're doing that, how about we bring in the Hall of Famer, John Mad Dog Madden, to do what he does, which is call it how he sees it. Let me know when he's hit.
I saw him.
All right.
Oh,
did you see Mad Dog?
Oh, Mr. Charlie.
I'm muted.
We hear you, Mad Dog.
I think he's there.
We
Mad
don't
Dog,
see.
Can you hear us?
We talk hear,
us.
We don't see. I can't believe you guys wanted to.
Did somebody die or something?
He's adjusting his stuff. He's getting
black lion there, like one of those kind of like a memorial kind of thing.
Chihuahua, who was just shot down in cold blood.
Oh,
Chihuahua.
Why'd you shoot me, man? Why'd you shoot me? I was just barking. Blondie!
Why do you assume he has a Mexican accent? Because he's a Chihuahua?
Well, yeah, it's a Mexican breed.
Chihuahua lives matter.
Even in Arkansas, land of the Razorbacks.
No? Yeah? Oh, okay. No? Do we have? Is he here?
Are you guys waiting for me? Or?
Oh, yeah. We didn't know if you were. Oh, there he is.
Hey.
We couldn't see you.
Slid in through a wrinkle in time.
Yeah, there you are.
I've been here.
Okay. What's up, Mad Dog? You ready to rock and roll?
Man, I'm readier to rock and roll. What were the options? Rock and roll?
Yeah, we rock and roll, man.
Yeah, I'll do both of those things, sure.
Okay, Mad Dog. All right. Well, here's the All Mad and All play. And it happened in the swamp. A group of Washington Blackskins took the term U-Haul literally. Hold on, PD. They took the term U-Haul literally. No. That's the second one. We get to that. Get the first one is the video. No, that's the defensive play.
I don't know. Right.
So, Mad Dog. All right, where was I? The Washington Blackskins took the term U-Haul literally when using a U-Haul box truck to run a smash-and-grab play at a T-Mobile store. All right? So, check it out.
Should have got a smash-and-grab truck.
There you go. Bam.
Oh, God damn.
I mean, you know.
I like that play. There's not a lot of subtlety to a play. This is just smash mouth, smash window, smash wall.
You line up the guys.
Earl ball.
You don't do anything special. You line up.
Line up, and it's 3 yards in a cloud of dust, you know. Back right into it, too, which is, I like that form. They're not going to have to reverse out of there and do a lot of fancy maneuvering. They know that with the U-Haul, that is a dangerous maneuver to put yourself in that position. Plus, they're perfectly positioned to load the truck.
Yeah, now they're loading a safe from the manager's office, which contains about $5,900.
Man, I mean, picking up something that heavy, it can be very dangerous. You might even say unsafe.
PD, they have a lot of time in the pocket. What?
They certainly do.
Where can you get away with this?
All day back there.
Yeah, you all day to do whatever you want.
Maybe they've got an arrangement with the locals or something, but...
Now they took it out of the truck and then put it on...
They say, hey, we'll wheel it over here. Do they follow them all the way to their destination?
Okay. Oh. All right, Mad Dog. I mean, we didn't mean to talk all over the segment, but...
Yeah, what the hell?
Yeah. But Mad Dog, I'm just saying, is this all Madden play for that little bit of income? It's like the risk versus reward seems to be in balance, but maybe you've seen it another way.
Well, despite what the bounty is, I think the effort that went ahead there was super impressive, and you got to give it to good plays right there. That's a good show of force on that. You know, if it's a more bountiful, bounty next time, then I'd say they keep this up and they try it again. This could have been a practice.
Wait, hold up, Madden. What's a bountiful bounty?
God damn you. Bazoo.
Bountiful bounty.
Bazoo.
The quicker picker up. The quicker picker upper. That's what it is. All right, so, yes. Jay, so Mad Dog, you're saying that is an all Madden play?
It was an inside job.
Okay. All right.
The earth was flat.
It's definitely an inside.
You gotta change it from U-Haul to U-Haul ass.
And that's what they did. Well, they did not do that. Mm. They took their time.
Yeah, that's what I mean. They need to get the hell out.
All right. So, all right. Well, let's get to the previously shown defense award.
Defense.
On that T-Mobile's store's defensive system was AWOL. Which serves as an excellent segue to this defense award. Here's the catch. Hold on, Jay. Pause that there. Here's the catch, guys.
Uh-huh.
For this 2-on-2 game between robbers and store owners, only one duo had a knife, and the other had a jugs machine.
Uh-huh.
So, let me ask now, which pair had a weapon? These two on the left, the two black guys, or the two store owners?
Well, this is a defensive award. I'm going to say he's got the gun.
Who has the gun?
Defense.
Okay. Well, what do you think, Mad Dog?
I'm going to go with defense, too. I mean, there's something eerily confident about somebody who pretends to be a retard when they're saying their decision.
So are you saying that these two players brought a knife instead of a gun to a gunfight?
I think they brought a nice pair of sneakers and some fitted hats to a gunfight.
Okay. Well, let's see. Let it rip, Jay. Oh, look at this. That looks like a nice Cartier watch there.
Yeah, we intend to buy some things. We fully intend to. Oh, we're looking sincerely at some products.
Yeah, this is a nice Rolly.
Man, I put on a hat to come here and everything.
Yeah, keep my hands in my pocket.
My phones, you know. It's shit. I need a new phone.
Get my wallet. And then I pull out this.
This motherfucker. I'm going to cut your fucking balls.
Then the guy comes with from behind the counter flashing.
Pow, pow, pow.
And
damn.
Yeah.
They really.
I agree.
Like they had fucking the Sopranos back there come out firing away.
Yeah, they went to the wrong spot. So you guys are on point, man. I see the time is spent at the network is paying off because you correctly chose the defenders.
He brought a knife to a gun robbery.
Dude, I fucking knew it. My man PD right there, robbery. He knew it. I knew it. Everybody knew it.
We called it.
All right, well, Mad Dog, let's see if you know this. Here's the final installment of All Madden and All.
That's what's up.
Two Detroit cheerleaders ran a shoplifting play for $2,000 worth of electronics at a Target.
They're not booing. They're saying din-dos.
That's right. Cheerleaders for the din-dos. The only problem was that the store was having a shop with a cop event when they ran the play. So, Mad Dog, was this an all Madden effort or nah?
I mean, I wish I could see some footage. I mean, but looking at the aftermath of these two scraggly-ass bitches, they look like they pulled some shit off.
He says scraggly?
Those are some scraggly bitches, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I agree with you there, Mad Dog. I mean, I expected nothing less from cheerleaders who don't have brains, beauty, or their own hair.
They don't need to.
Shit like this was bound to happen.
They don't even need to go out to do their crime. They're a walking target.
Yeah. I see what just happened.
I didn't see it.
The target.
I saw it. Come on. Come on, Mad Dog. Step up your game. But you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. To compensate for those scraggly-ass cheerleaders, how about we unsee them by bringing in cheerleaders who are easy on their eyes, shall we?
The top two bitches on the left and right look just like my wife. I'll take both of them. And then I'll take that bottom middle, because she is certainly, she's been through
bottom
a lot.
Bottom middle?
Bottom middle has been through a lot. And I say she will tolerate a lot of shit. So she's going to be my wife.
Bottom middle wife?
Wife, yeah. Mistress and hoe, top left, top right, final answer.
All right. Mad Dog, what do you... Curious selection from P. Diddy.
I know who he doesn't want.
That bottom middle is rough. I'm not a big fan of the yellow people. So I'm going to avoid the gross and not flattering bodies. I'm going to go meth addict on the bottom left for my mistress. The bottom right is certainly wife material out of all those faces.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Argument
for the top right, but I mean, that'll be my hoe right there. So
top right hoe? Mistress?
Yep. Top right is my hoe. Bottom left is the mistress.
Bottom.
And the bottom right is
bottom.
My wife there.
All right, Jizzy J, what do you got, man?
Huh. All right, yeah, I'm feeling mad in here. I'm going bottom right for the wife. I'm going top right for the mistress. And bottom left for the hoe.
Oh, wow.
Stay away. Jizzy, stay away from the top middle.
I'm surprising. I just wasn't feeling it. It's not my style, yellow.
Yeah, but the other ones, they have exotic, you know, attributes, and that's what Jizzy looks for.
Yeah, it's got to be a mix with the yellow.
Bottom.
Let's see what the G-Man does to round it out. Come on, G-Man.
I'm tasting the rainbow. I'm going all different flavors. I'm marrying the Asian. Everyone knows you marry the Asian. They're so loyal and obedient.
They got such a small feet.
But they have a long shelf life. You know, she could be, this woman right here can be 60.
That's a good point.
That's true.
It's a battle. The hoe battle is the bottom corners, bottom left or bottom right. I'm going to pick bottom left.
Ah!
And then mistress, I'll just go with sparkle eyes and top right.
Nice!
Bottom right? No, what?
Bottom left.
I'm just saying, Mad Dog, he's got it right with bottom right. Jizzy J, did you pick bottom right? Was she in your rotation?
Yeah, she's my wife.
Yeah, Jay is my guy.
The hoe's bottom left and the, you know, mistress is like Gary with the sparkle eyes, top right.
Yeah.
Oh, missing a good fixer-upper on that bottom middle.
All right.
Well. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's.
She got a cry face on. That's all.
And so, what do you say, Matt?
That sound there, though.
That was me. That was the bald-headed handsome guy.
Who was that?
That was me. I was disappointed that he chose. He didn't choose bottom right.
Remember the guy running for president? Was it Dean Cain?
Herman Cain.
Dean Cain.
And I don't think it's Herman either. Bad.
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean.
Howard Dean. It was Jimmy Dean. I mean, it's awesome. We're going to breakfast. Yeah.
Go to penalties, Jay. Let's see what we got here. Yeah, bottom right. Look at that. Possession of marijuana.
LSD up on top.
Come on. I mean... the LSD on the left, yes. Party, it's going to be party time.
Vehicular homicide, motherfucker.
Oh, shit.
Well done, honey.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
All right, chaps, it's time for the most coveted award of the week, the Clutch Performer of the Week Award, Garrett.
Clutch.
The Clutch Award goes to Billy the Nig.
Billy the Nig?
Who robbed a credit union across the street from the police station that he was released from 50 minutes earlier.
He got that corny ass Another World hairstyle.
But, yeah, right. Box cut. You know, I don't know what the kids are doing today, but
I think. Billy the Nig.
Is that a cheering section?
I don't know.
I think this was clutch.
Clutch.
So it failed. The execution sucked, but the idea took balls.
Yeah, why walk your ass all over town looking for something that's not across the street from the police station?
Just go across the street, you know? What did the famous bank robber Willie Sutton say when he was asked why did he rob banks?
He said, "Ah, shit."
He said, Because I thought you knew the answer.
No, I don't. Because they're there?
That's where the money is.
Oh, that's where the money is. yeah, I guess that's a good answer.
In related news, Mad Dog, our Toilet Bowl Award goes to an NHL player who tried to steal a bike.
This mail!
That was chained in front of a police station.
Damn.
And he probably would. He would have gotten away with it had it not been for a pesky ref that came outside.
Those meddling refs.
Well, you.
I would have gotten away with it.
Depends. Chained up outside. I'm going to take this bike.
Yeah. All I got to do is. And he's moving.
This is like, the crime I've been planning. I'm taking this bike right here.
Oh, can you see Mad Dog? I don't need
a good bike thief is in and out video. So quickly, in the blink of an eye. You don't even have time to really take him in.
Yeah, well, speaking of being taken in.
He walked up, this officer.
Yeah, this was the easiest.
Put his hand on him, and this guy just falls to the ground. That is power right there. He didn't have to take his weapon
Jedi.
Out.
He put the Jedi hand gesture on.
Some kind of reverse.
I said it first.
I know. I had to double down
the
on
fucking
him.
Fucking power right out of him.
When you come out of the police academy, this is one. If you can make a play like this when you come, right, this would probably set your career in motion.
It would make your career. You'd be detective straight off of this.
Right.
Look at this.
Holy shit. What do you think about that play, Mad Dog?
You know, I think that was fucking stupid. And I'm just upset that guy didn't get a beat down by the refs. I mean, you do some stuff on the field that really deserves some physical embarrassment. And that's the only part of it that I'm not happy with. So,
Wiz was a double flesher.
Oh, yeah.
You got to flesh twice on the Toilet Bowl Award.
Who could say
about
that?
Yeah, that was a clogged Toilet Bowl Award.
That was clogged.
Yeah.
We got to do better.
Tights.
Be better.
We'll be better. And that, my friends.
A better, B better, C better.
We'll end on P. Diddy's word there. Conclusion of the NFL Network in conjunction with ESPNN's review of Week 2. No intro this week again, Mad Dog. If you happen to see an Asian kid whose initials are RKR,
I don't speak to people of that.
Did you just have him, reach out?
All right, and, I'm sure he's busy and, crunching some numbers. And...
Is he like Jizzy?
Did he say
an episode?
Okay. I'm just throwing it out there. Shout out to the field reporters as usual. Keep digging and see you on the other side next week.
Digging.
Oh, we don't have anything to throw away.
Oh, that was.
Bro, we don't have anything.
No garbage.
No garbage. No garbage.
I mean. Well, it's your show.
Well,
tonight's Trump.
Oh, yeah.
8 p.m. Trump will be live here on Compound Media. Trump! It's a show that. It's a political show if you hate politics. You're tired of it. But we'll catch up on everything that's important in terms of. Donald J. Trump, I'm talking about the whole leader of the West.
Other Trumps, too, though.
And this is this president we have right now, we got to enjoy every day because this is the best it's ever going to get, and it's never going to get this good again.
We'd like to hear more about Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., a little something about Ivanka.
A little about Barron, maybe.
Barron,
just
ideas.
As soon as they do anything.
Relevant.
We're going to focus on Donald.
All right. Well... my apologies for leaving the Trump show early last week.
You did a great job co-hosting. You did a great job.
I had a Mensa meeting I had to attend.
A Mensa meeting?
I'm a janitor there. Yeah.
No, it's not Mensa. It's NAMBLA.
It's NAMBLA?
Yeah.
All right, guys. We don't have any tracks.
Oh, yeah. Mensa. Oh, hey, guys.
A little something late, but, I'm going to have to share, I think. Yeah, Petey, how about this? One for me, one for you.
Well, I like to throw something. I mean, damn.
These guys are actually cousins, so.
Are they really?
Yeah. They are the urban terrorists.
They talk alike, they talk alike. Sometimes they even rob alike.
They do it all.
Terrorists?
Yeah, the urban terrorists who killed the 2-year-old girl. I mean, who killed that girl who was riding with her mother.
Oh, goddamn.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Most people don't. And I had a whole episode on it, a whole segment.
Well.
Thank you for coming out. God bless you. Good night. Have a woke weekend.
Safe space.
Face was recorded to a hard drive in front of a live audience.